Blog Talk Radio.
Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. It is just another Manic Monday with Money Girl. So, today, and Big Stats. Hey, Stats.
Hey, and
so,
I gotta say, I am feeling extra honored because Radio MSFP started as a YouTube blog. We joked about in the first episode about it being a video radio blog with it and the oxymoronness of that. So we had on our radio packages, we had always hoped that someone would be lucky enough to get their radio show on YouTube, and we started a live stream, and so Money Girl Manic Mondays is not only gonna be here on our Blog Talk Radio side, but is also being featured in the series. In this kind of chokes me up to say this very special live YouTube series finale of Radio MSFP.
Oh wow! I should put on my good shoes, man. I'm totally wearing my gardening beat up sneakers. I am completely blown away because you know this is all part of the whole manic high, which includes deep dives into things where we you wouldn't normally think would be part of a radio station, but they are.
And we got, and since this is all happening on Money Girl Manic Monday, we got to figure out a new because we can't really use the jingle Radio MSFP anymore. So we got to figure out what the new jingle for Bundicus
the new jingle? Because Money Girl is a giver, here's the new jingle. Spondificus Radio.
I like it.
Because Money Girl is a giver.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It has that lyric phrase to it, right? Spondificus Radio. You can sing it. It just like comes, it pops into your brain. Like, oh, yeah, I need to listen to Spondificus. Because it's... There you go.
Oh, wait. But it's Spondificus Airwaves.
Ah, okay. Even better. Spondificus Airwaves.
Spondificus Airwaves. Okay.
Yeah. It's got that kind of like, you know, cool vibey feel to it, a little bit of hip-hop, a little bit of like old school air tags, like from way, way back in the day, before there was that hypnotic station we won't mention. But it used to be a little bit ahead of 94.7 KMET, Tweedledee. Which in a lot of ways, Money Girl Manic Monday is a throwback to the Mighty Met because it was freeform radio. And we're not afraid to tackle some of the big things and do a little bit of a manic deep dive into things. Now, I know Stats has been working on his redemption and working on changing his appearance and working on some of his things. And so... Stats, we're going to be talking about food insecurity. So what does food security mean to you?
It's everything. I mean, I'm big. Yeah, I might be big Stats, and I like to go big, take big risks at time, but I'm registered with Department of Public Social Services. I'll admit it. They have some amazing services, and the CalFresh system is incredible. I'm on the high end of the spectrum, and honestly, because of how much I make, I would not if it wasn't for the fact that I'm a dual enrolled student. I wouldn't even be able to qualify for this if it wasn't for the fact that I was a dual enrolled student because my new joke is I have more jobs than Steve.
That's true. The word around the office is when you ask Stats, it's like, which job are you working today?
Yeah.
Okay. You think about way back to In Living Color, right? And the Henleys. He's like, oh, Emmy's lazy. Em only have one job. No. Big Stats, Em busy. Em have three jobs.
It feels more like five.
Well, let's see. Wear lots of hats. Which is another thing that is absolutely manic, right? The whole, I've got to go, I have a schedule, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to go, 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 go. That is usually what we think of when we say manic.
I mean, talk about manic. I And I even got explained it to my professor, and he was proud that I was 20 minutes late for class, because one of the things we're doing is I am going on a hunt, because with Britney Spears' new book deal with Simon and Schuster, her writing this book, you know, that is all about her own experiences with mental health awareness and social justice, and us having a nonprofit that's rooted in the enrichment of creatives and mental health awareness and social justice. It is a huge ask, but yeah, we're trying to partner up with probably the biggest superstars of this era to try to, you know, they said there's that whole comment, level up, and we're trying to level up.
That's true. That is absolutely true. There's a whole lot of opportunity for growth.
Yes, there is.
So I know you're on a quest, and yours is probably more related to mental health. I know we were doing some interviews earlier, and actually, one of the things you don't think that affects mental health, but it actually really does, is, believe it or not, food security. Now, you having been food insecure yourself, and by food insecure, I am using the UN's definition, which is you are not sure you will have access to or availability to purchase a minimum, get this, of 1,200 calories a day. Okay, you know what 1,200 calories is? It's like two tacos. So I know that we're not alone, because the current estimate, and this is low, I know, is the USDA says that there are roughly 10% people in the U.S. that are food insecure. Now, honestly, Money Girl says that number is low. Globally, around the world, as of 2021, this is what's depressing, because COVID has played a big part of this. 2.3 billion, okay, which is roughly 30% of the world's population, and this is in 3-0. 3 in 10 people that will not have enough food or access to food. So that is my kind of like harsh, the upbeat vibe. I know you're trying to do stats, but I mean, this is reality. We live in a global society, right? We all have global questions. And since we live in a global society where, last I looked, someone was saying that they had placed an order for a car 7 months ago, and it still hadn't come. So the current news is definitely affected by what's going on in Ukraine. Not only is it, and I'm this is where I'm going to tell you the sad truth, that what is going on in the Ukraine absolutely is impacting our food prices. Why? Let's see. Ukraine supplies 25% of the world's wheat. What goes into what does wheat come? What do we make out of wheat? Bread. If you're on the West Coast, tortillas de harina, which is flour tortillas, okay? Bread, flour, tortillas, all of those, gravy with a flour roux, right? Chicken fried steak, the coating on your chicken tenders, guess what? That's flour-based. So at a time when we should be planting, the wheat crop should be planted, and the winter wheat is getting ready to be harvested, it ain't happening because Ukraine is 25% of that. Russia is another 15% of that. You add it up, that's 40% of the world's wheat and is being tied up. Top it off with we have droughts. And this is why Mondays are kind of harsh sometimes. But we have droughts and we have climate change that is making the world warmer and drier. So that's where that is going on. Does that affect your mental health? Yes.
Sure.
Okay. True confession time. Money Girl has not always been manic. As a matter of fact, 2 years ago, I was incredibly depressed. My vitamin D levels were low. It was COVID lockdowns, right? You're not supposed to go outside. You're not supposed to breathe anything. You're not supposed to touch anything. And so I wasn't going out. I wasn't getting enough sun. I wasn't getting enough vitamin D. I was embracing my vampire self. Well,
and we thought Skippa
as
was the vampire.
No. No, I didn't come alive until after sunset. So I was very visible when I could be seen outside. You know, I was a very visible goth, but it required a lot of effort, probably more effort than I wanted to put into it, to simply get up and make my bed. That was my first goal towards adulting, is I will get up and I will make my bed, and I will get up when the alarm clock goes off. So that kind of added to the manic of Monday, but preceding that manic was a very, very low point. So how was that related to food? I was eating crap. The only thing I wanted during the beginning parts of COVID was to go to Dollar Tree, which was picked over. Okay, picked over. And find my little, see if I could find in the tiny corner my little can of nacho cheese, my $2, my, you know, half off bag of corn chips, and hit the freezer case for things like what the heck were they? Oh, yeah. Potato puffs with broccoli and cheese. Yeah, there is nothing about that is healthy. There really is nothing about that is healthy. You needed a chemistry degree to read the ingredients and kind of maybe understand what they mean. So none of that was all part of that. The opposite of manic, a very low point. However,
I can definitely sympathize with that. Without going into too great of detail, but I know you were present and got to witness this. There was something that occurred in our business that this past summer that did cause me to slip into a very, very deep depression where, you know, I was described as being fragile. The thing is, you know, this is crazy coming from someone who haters once said, you ain't destined to do anything but eat. But during this time, I was barely even eating. I was on diet, on low-calorie diet food, barely even eating all of that. There were probably days during this many days during this depression, and this where I was probably eating under 500 calories a day.
Which, by the way, that 500 calories a day is less than half of what is the minimum dietary recommendation.
Yeah.
So just to sort of put that in context. So that's how it made a difference in our in our lives, okay? For stats, for myself, for Money Girl. And those were all the challenges that we've had to overcome. We know there are more of you out there, which is why we are working. In Money Girls, one of Money Girls' things is food justice. And taking food insecurity and making it better for people. And I will tell you, as a human being, it was a small moment, but for me it was everything. I was coming home from a heck of a day at school, and I was sitting there at the bus stop, and she goes, this woman came up to me and says, "I recognize you. I know you." And I had been doing food gleaning and taking, you know, food from the market that people didn't want and bring it to campus so that the one in four students who don't have access to food would have access to it on that one day. And she goes, "Thank you. Because of you, I was able to eat for a week. I was not hungry for a week." Honestly, this is a Money Girl moment, okay? It is seriously one of the best moments of my life, because for someone that one day they were, you know, their life was better. They were able to get something to eat. They were able to feel that life wasn't so bad for that one moment. And that is helping someone find their splendificus. And that's what, you know, it's kind of a heavy subject, but, you know, that's kind of what we wanted to talk about.
Finding, helping someone find their splendificus. Sometimes collectives want to find their splendificus. So, and I know, you know, with this rebranding, the last thing that's gonna be going is gonna and being rebranded would be MSFP Crew, be the group being rebranded. But MSFP Crew wants to find their we want to do our due diligence and research to see, can MSFP Crew in its current state have a home with Splendificus Records? It is part of our history, but as I said to the board, I don't want us to think of this new rebranding as an abandonment of the MSFP brand, but as our next step in evolution.
Okay.
All right. So
as I said, one of the steps in this evolution, as we keep moving forward, is we as a foundation are dedicated to community health, community mental health, and social justice. And for Money Girl, that means understanding what's going on, understanding what's going on globally. We've done a couple of things like that, and we've been talking about potentially war in Ukraine, why everything is going up. and it's all wrapped up. It's it isn't just one thing, okay? It is more than just one thing. Because the oil tanker that delivers the wheat, farm tractors that harvest the wheat, the trains that take the wheat to the silo where it's stored and cleaned, guess what? They all run on fossil fuels. They all run on oil, and there will be less oil in the world. Why? Because of conflicts that are going on far away from us. However, in the U.S., we have it really good. You know why? Because we have natural gas. It's not the evil thing that people say it is. The current push is to get people to stop heating their homes with natural gas, to stop cooking. That's the new demon. However, it's a far higher and more efficient than fuel oil, than heating oil, and then that some of the other things that are going on in the world. That's what's your take on that one? Matt?
My take is you're asking mainly about the issues with the fossil fuels, right?
Well, I mean, you're the one that proclaimed on national TV that our company would be green and sustainable. What's your take on this so that I can help you keep up that vision?
Well, one of the things that, we've been figuring out various partnerships, and Money Girl and I actually met at Santa Monica College in a 2-year honor society known as Phi Theta Kappa, and I'm honored with my dual enrollment at this point to board on their board of directors right now for the SMC chapter. And one of the things that I was doing was creating a partnership event, a continuous partnership event. And what we're doing is Recycle-a-thon. And we're going to get, and this organization, they get up to 100-plus members. But imagine 100-plus members gathering up recyclables from their town, taking it to a recycling center, and then donating that to not one, but two worthy causes. And that's one of the things our company is doing, is we are encouraging, instead of tossing out those cans and bottles, we are encouraging, cash those in, and then use that money to help a greater cause.
Okay. So your vision is actually twofold. Not only are people getting involved, physically being out in their community, but they're actually figuring out ways to remove some of the clutter. Some of the other things that are building up in our community that Well, frankly, keep it from looking great. Standards of beauty, right? And how those things actually affect people's mental health. People get depressed when they see, you know, paper and, I hate to say it, there is a mask attached to my fence today that someone had dropped somewhere, didn't think about it, or maybe, I don't know, however it got there, but the wind put it there, okay? So when people see that, there's a psychological effect to that. Just like people are happy when they know that there's somewhere there's penguins. It really is a thing. And makes them more willing to accept and make change, positive change in their life, because they know, hey, if I do this, I'm saving the penguins. But I will tell you that actually drinking Coke is not going to save polar bears. They just look cute on the cover. in keeping with the whole Spondificus Foundation theme, all right, is yes, we want to encourage food security. We want to encourage community involvement, and we are figuring out ways to reach out to you and to reach out to artists, because we are all artists trying to support other artists. So, and to me, if someone can grow a beautiful tomato, to me, that's an artist. Why? Because it tastes amazing, and it tastes better than something that has been shipped from, pretty much anywhere else but my backyard, and has traveled days and weeks to get there. What? That's right. I missed that. Say that again.
And there's a reason that the term culinary arts exists.
Culinary arts. For a minute, I thought you said colon, and we weren't going to go there because I'm punctuation light. Well, you know, y'all are in West Hollywood. Not going to go there.
Yeah, there's enough.
There are there
in this part down.
Oh my. Yes. Oh, my. That's all I have to say about that. So.
No, you're a Star Trek fan. You got to do it right. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Better?
Better.
People don't think I'm Kamala. So. So we're trying to make this link, right? Because we all are part of, all 7 billion of us are part of a much larger thing. It's more than just what's in the tomato in my backyard. It's more than the perfect little Barbie food ears of corn or bananas. For me, honestly, it comes down to what color wrapping is on the bananas. Is it the red all organic? Now, this is produce that has come from a farmer's market, right? And people look at me and go, is it organic? You know, Money Girl has a little bit of an edge to her sense of humor. To which I will say, does it look like it was made in a test tube? Yeah. So, I buy organic with the lowercase O. All right. So what that means is I'm looking for things that are grown locally, that I usually know where they're coming from. Except for my bananas, all right, I need to do better with my bananas, but that is what that is. because I know my bananas come from elsewhere. They're grown to a specific size. And if you're Costco, they're wrapped in blue tape if they're not organic. But if they are organic, you're paying 50 cents more for the same bunch of bananas from the same grower, but because it has a red band, and at least that part, they can say it's organic. So I don't know what that means elsewhere, but here in the U.S., it's an extensive process that means that for 4 or 5 years, there's very little, if any, pesticide residue on your food, on your plants. That it's a whole testing process. You have to submit things to a lab, get lab reports, soil reports, all of that. Well, that all ends up so that you can put the capital O, organic, and get the special little red tape. So there is a reason why it costs more. I do know farmers that will say, hey, we grow our things in pretty much the same way, but because our neighbor next door is using pesticides and it drifts onto our property, we can't get that little special big O. But we do grow things in a sustainable way. So this is, how does this relate to the global food system? This is only one part. However, if we as consumers shift to shift the demand, right? Just like demand shifted and product delivery shifted over the last 2 years, we have the power to shift that, right? All of a sudden, the demand for oil, y'all remember in 2020, the price of oil crashed. It was in negatives. Why? Because all of a sudden we're collapsing demand. We're collapsing demand for big cars. We're collapsing demand for fuel, for some of these larger fuel-inefficient cars. We're all collapsing that. We saw it happen in 1973 and 74. We saw it happen, and we're seeing it happen again in 2020. So those are some of the things that are going on. So how does this affect your food? How does this affect your food prices? But we still have the whole issue of shipping. We still oh, and by the way, fertilizer. Industrial fertilizer is made with, guess what? Oil. It is made from ammonia. All of these things can be broken down. Pesticides are all cooked up in the refining process. So those things all are all based, petroleum-based fertilizers and treatments. So you ever wonder why the ground is extra muddy and soupy? That's why. Those kind of things, because oil and water don't mix. Yeah. Tends to make the ground very wet, very soupy, and doesn't hold on to nutrients. That is a story for another day. Not necessarily next Monday.
You know what I think would be good for next Monday? You brought up something about pollution that's caused by masks, you know, discarded masks that are left randomly. I was working and this was before the mask mandate started getting lifted. I was working over at Paper Source and randomly I'm cleaning and reorganizing their paper bar, and randomly some customer just, and we didn't see this happen, but somehow some customer left evidence that they decided to just drop their mask off on top of the paper bar at Paper Source.
First off, ooh, yuck. Because I don't want to know how much of a viral load could be on that mask. Second off, those masks are made out of treated paper with plastic fiber. And in between, there is a plastic filament, set of filaments and sponge to help provide extra absorbency. Guess what doesn't break down? Not only that, but because of the whole hypersanitation, deep cleaning, we're using products because it's just as easy to get cleaning products and Lysol and all of those wipes and out of the same barrel of oil that your gasoline comes from. Okay, it's all part of that refining process.
Not to even mention the aerosol emissions from people spraying the Lysol as well.
Okay, those are what we call VOCs, which are volatile organic compounds. And that is what part of what they call indoor pollution. We have outdoor pollution, which is, if you lived in L.A., you used to be able to see it. You knew what you were breathing. Thank you. Okay, and those are particulates, nitrogen oxide, which turns the air brown, ozone, which is great when it's up, you know, in the up above the earth protecting us, but breathing, not so much. So yeah, there's a whole thing with indoor and outdoor pollution having ramped up. This was also one of the unintended effects of COVID, which is all of a sudden food costs more because it costs more to transport it. And we and you know, people aren't necessarily, when the time has come to plant, and by the way, there may be less acres in production, because farms are getting bought up and consolidated by big ag. That's a whole other topic for another day. So our communities as a whole are facing greater insecurity. At one point, the USD statistics were that over almost half of the U.S. population was using government services. Now, they called it food stamps, which tells me which camp they were coming from. The actual official title is SNAP, which is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is part of the Farm Bill. Okay, which is designated as grants, block grants to the states. There is a minimum benefit attached to that block grant given to each individual. What's terrifying is the amount of that grant has gone up, and there have been extra, I don't know if they were part of stimulus package, because Money Girl should have looked into that, didn't. Just took it and said, thank you, I'm going to spend this right now. So, which is how Money Girl has a 5-pound sack of sugar on her table at the moment, 10-pound sack of sugar on her table at the moment. But that's how that happens, which in turn goes back into the system, which in turn goes back through and pays people in the system to keep the cycle going. If you're in economics, you're talking about that is the cycle of production, which is production, and then you make a little bit more, which is P1. You get the drift. However, that can't happen globally. It's not sustainable. And if you all remember physics, there's no such thing as perpetual motion. Somewhere there's leaks in the system. Where the leaks in the food system come from is spoiled food, food that's too small, too big. It doesn't fit in our little containerized world. So all those are leakages. Or even better, warlords stealing the food that's supposed to go to starving people. There you go. That's another 30%. So those are all things that contribute to global food insecurity, because it isn't just, you can't say in this country, you can't, it's a very visible divide between countries that have more and countries that have less. For instance, India, which has one of the largest populations, out of 113 countries in the world that ranked for food security, they're 71st, which says something. And that is not me. That's actually from the UN. So do these things affect our community? Will they continue to affect our community? Yes. What can we do to help?
Yes.
What do you think? What if you, in a perfect world, Seth, and you could do anything to help alleviate this problem, what would you do?
You know, when we're talking about food security, you know, so, you know, is support local growers, support local markets. The Santa Monica College every Wednesday has a what they call their bodega, which is sort of like where they kind of bring the supermarket to the campus, and it's 100% free for students. They have an amazing supply of various types of foods and I'm going to be picking up foods there because one, it's cost effective. Two, it gives back. It's going in, it's community oriented, you know, going in onto campus and actually interacting with society, picking up organic grown foods for free. Because if you ever go to the market, you'll know the organic foods, they always cost more.
Yeah, and we've talked a little bit tonight about why that is. A big part of that is the certification and the what we call inputs, right, in terms of fertilizer, in terms of, because, I'm sorry, Bossy the cow, as much exhaust as there is, doesn't put out enough to keep everybody going. So, you know, you're right. Those are all things that contribute. And you, if you've all been listening, is it one thing you can't say, oh, well, it's because of that or because of that or because of that? No, it's actually, think about a spider web, right? You go up to the spider web and you kind of pull one of the little threads, the whole web vibrates. Same thing. The globe is connected. The food system is connected, the energy system is connected, and we're all connected to the big kahuna, which is the sun, because it provides a lot of energy, so much so that it's actually called the Earth's energy budget. It works out to 2 or 3 watts per square meter per minute, yeah, per hour. So, you know. Yes, it is all connected. It is all interconnected. So if Money Girl has any advice for you, it's get involved, learn to know your growers. There are, if we're here in California, there are farmers markets. I strike up a conversation. Ask them, why are your tomatoes, Mr. Valdivia, why do your tomatoes taste the best of anyone on the market? They'll be happy to tell you. Start up a conversation. I have actually had growers say, you know, you don't want that potato because it's not going to be what you want. Come see me in 2 weeks, and I have, and it's been amazing. So having that kind of rapport where you know they know you and you know them makes all the difference. Food tastes really different, which is not to say that I don't have a can opener and I don't open food out of cans and take food out of little boxes from the freezer. I do. But it's not the only thing. And it's certainly when it was the only thing and when a package of peanut butter crackers from 99-cent store was what I had. You know, those having access to more, like gallons of fresh milk, which are going up, okay, make all the difference. And this is where Santa Monica College has really succeeded. They've taken what was students feeding students, morphed it into the Corsair Market, morphed it into SMC Cares, and now morphed it into the Bodega. So you're connecting a lot more points together. That's, if you learn nothing else from Santa Monica College, if you learn how to do that, you are successful. So big takeaways from Money Girls Manic Monday is, yes, things are going to get tough. How you accept that is up to you. We're all given the same 24 hours. How we use that and how we use that to produce or not produce is entirely on us. Okay. Learn and get to know your growers. Figure out ways that you can buy local so that you're not contributing to pollution by causing the externalities of having your food trucked to you. And figure out ways that once you have that down, teach other people in your community how to do the same. One person is good, two persons are better, a community is powerful. And that is one way to bring food justice, which is a form of social justice, to our world and make our world a better place. Any more thoughts, Stats?
We have 2 minutes left on this broadcast.
Leave me time to say goodbye or I'll kill you. I know where your runny's kept. I'm just kidding. No death threats.
It's crazy because we've been live streaming this on YouTube, but I guess we reached our YouTube max. So I'm trying to discover where our live stream on YouTube disappeared to.
I will let you do that, but in the meantime, you need to say goodbye.
Well, we'll catch y'all on the flip side tomorrow. We're doing our final installment of Women in Power and on Big Stats Idle Hour. And for the final installment, the female members of the board get, I've been asking them questions about being women in power, but this time they get to turn the tables on me and I'm the interview guest. I have no idea what you, Skippa, and Pink Fairy are going to ask me, but we will discover that together.
Yes, we will. Anyway, so this is a manic Monday. We have done a manic deep dive into to a certain extent, the intertwined issues of food security, community security, and social justice. Remember, get to know your local growers, grow locally, and I'll catch you on the next Manic Monday. In the meantime, have a great day, and bye! We'll catch you on the flip side.
Catch you on the flip side.